Every single day in the gaming world, the tech rumor mill just it spins faster than an uncapped CPU fan.
It's completely out of control.
We are just bombarded with leaks. We're talking massive open world that seem to defy current hardware, new handheld consoles that pop up out of nowhere, and AI developments that honestly make sci-fi feel outdated.
It's overwhelming, but you're right. These rumors aren't just random noise. They're signals.
They're direct signals about where the entire industry is being forced to innovate, and that's exactly why we're here. We've gone through this huge stack of intelligence from Teching Game Tech Intelligence, and they've gathered the most important data points hitting the hardware and software pipeline right now. Okay, let's unpack this. Our mission is to really distill the major insights across six crucial areas.
And these areas are all connected.
Absolutely. We're talking about the sheer, almost impossible scale of the GTA VI map, the sudden resurgence of handheld consoles, some fundamental PC optimization, and market security specifically against scalpers.
And then you've got the really future-facing stuff, revolutionary AI creation, and how mobile phones are finally learning to cope with console-quality games.
Exactly. So we are here to guide you through these reports to show you what you can actually expect from the next generation of computing.
And that's the key, isn't it? We aren't just summarizing the leaks here, we're analyzing the implications. When you put all these pieces together, from Rockstar's insane map demands to Microsoft's operating system tweaks, they form a clear mandate. The demands of these massive virtual worlds are fundamentally reshaping the silicon and the software we all rely on.
And nothing illustrates that crushing demand like the alleged map size for GTA v4. We have to start there with the State of Leonida leak.
This is from the same insider, right? The one who called the first trailer's release date.
The very same one. And they just dropped this architectural blueprint that has caused a genuine shockwave. It basically brings the long-rumored Project Americas into a very tangible reality.
And the scale is just, it's terrifyingly ambitious.
Terrifying is the word. I mean, the key metric everyone's talking about is the size. The total land mass is suggested to be approximately 300% larger than Los Santos.
300%.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, just for perspective, that dwarfs Red Dead Redemption 2. And that world felt enormous.
Right. So it immediately makes you wonder, are these specs even realistic? Or is this just, marketing fluff disguised as a leak? What was the compromise?
That's the critical question. And the sources suggest the compromise wasn't on scale, but on complexity. It seems like Rockstar is solving that classic empty open world problem, not by shrinking scope, but by designing these massive, distinct biomes.
Biomes that demand specific interactions from the player.
Exactly. We're not just talking about Vice City and some suburbs. The leak gets into some wild geographic specifics.
It confirms that whole archipelago gameplay idea, right? A huge chain of islands to the south, the Keys connected by a single colossal highway.
And that highway is supposedly destructible.
Destructible, which instantly implies a huge focus on naval diving and aerial activities. It completely changes the core gameplay loop from what we're used to.
But then you have the Everglades factor. The sources say nearly 20% of the entire map is dense, swampy wetland.
And if those physics engine rumors are true, getting through that terrain is going to be a real challenge.
It's not just cosmetic water. You'll need specific off-road vehicles because of what new complex mud physics. It introduces this friction and realism to travel, which actually makes a 300% larger map feel manageable because you can't just speed across it in a minute.
So this massive, detail-rich world is putting just immense pressure on our hardware. What's the bottom line here? The ultimate technical implication for people playing this on day one?
Well, this raises an important question about resource management. Data transfer, really. If the world is three times bigger, the technical burden isn't just about storage space.
It's about read speed.
It's all about the read speed. The ability to pull three times the amount of textures, models, and NPCs simultaneously, in real time, without any hitching.
So the big question is, can the current consoles, specifically the PS5 and the Series X SSDs, can they actually handle streaming this torrent of data without resorting to hidden loading screens?
That's the billion-dollar question.
Exactly. That constant rapid access is the challenge. So the virtual world demands more, and the machines running it have to evolve, which brings us to efficiency. And speaking of efficiency, let's shift from Vice City's hardware demands to Microsoft's rumored response to the Steam Deck.
Ah, yes, the Xbox Series P, the being for portable, obviously.
Obviously. And this isn't just Microsoft dabbling. The leaks say they are accelerating development on this thing.
Well, they have to. It's a direct response to the market heating up, especially with Valve's next Z2 Extreme chip on the horizon and the success of devices like the ROG Ally.
Okay, so what makes this different from the Windows handhelds already out there? If I have a Legion Go, why should I care about this?
And that is the critical differentiator. If you're using a Windows handheld right now, you are dealing with desktop bloat.
Updates, security scans, all that junk running in the background?
Exactly. File management, search indexing, all while you're trying to game. The Series P is rumored to run a specialized Xbox OS Lite.
Which changes everything for the user experience.
It does. It means two things for you as a player. First, you get a clean, console-like UI designed for your thumbs, not a mouse.
And second...
Second, and this is crucial, it will run Game Pass titles natively. Directly from the device. This is not cloud streaming. It's a proper local console experience.
And the flagship feature they're supposedly bringing over? This is the real curveball.
Quick resume.
Imagine launching a huge AAA game, suspending it instantly with one button press, shutting the device down completely, and then days later picking it up exactly where you left off.
That seamless instant access is something current Windows handhelds just can't do effectively.
Not at all. And if the pricing rumors are accurate... What, a sub-$400 price tag to undercut Valve?
That's the number being thrown around. If they hit that, Microsoft is positioning this as the ultimate Game Pass delivery device for the mass market, not just for enthusiasts.
That is a very aggressive, very smart play. Speaking of Microsoft and performance, they seem to be addressing the other major pain point for PC gamers.
Windows bloatware.
The eternal enemy. The leaked Windows 12 builds introduce something called GameCore.
And this is significant because it feels like they're finally recognizing the fundamental inefficiency of a multipurpose OS trying to run a high-demand game.
If you hate Windows updates interrupting your game...
GameCore is designed to fix that specific problem.
So how does it work? It's actually surprisingly simple, but really powerful. When you launch a AAA title... GameCore triggers this huge system-level shift. It basically freezes all the background noise you don't need.
It suspends things like Windows Update, search indexing, those little news widgets.
All the stuff that eats up resources.
Right. And by doing that, it dedicates almost 100% of the CPU and RAM bandwidth to the game itself.
And the results are phenomenal. Early benchmarks on titles like Cyberpunk 2077 showed a raw, what was it, a 15% to 20% FPS increase?
On mid-range hardware, yes. That's a massive performance jump you get just from optimized software management, not from buying a new GPU.
That is a huge software win. Now let's talk about mobile AAA, because even Apple is realizing they need to change their fundamental hardware to keep up.
We're talking about the iPhone 18 Pro.
And its rumored vapor chamber.
This is all about physics. Apple's A17 and A18 chips are race cars, just raw power. But their biggest enemy is heat, thermal throttling.
Meaning the chip generates heat faster than it can get rid of it.
Exactly. The chip is the engine, the cooling system is the radiator. If the radiator can't keep up, the engine has to slow down or it melts. That's why console games like Resident Evil and Death Stranding struggle to maintain peak performance on current iPhones.
And the fix is supposedly hidden in a newly published patent.
A custom vapor chamber cooling system designed specifically for the iPhone 18 Pro.
So break that down. What is a vapor chamber?
It's basically a flat, sealed metal cavity with a tiny amount of water inside. When the chip gets hot, the water instantly flashes into steam, carrying the heat away from the processor core really, really fast. It spreads it over a wider area before condensing back into liquid.
And that's much more efficient than just a piece of metal.
Oh, orders of magnitude. This system can carry heat away maybe 50 times faster than a simple copper plate. If they implement that, it's a complete game changer. It would let the iPhone sustain peak graphical performance for hours, not minutes.
Which immediately elevates the iPhone into a true competitor for something like the Nintendo Switch 2.
It proves that mobile power is finally catching up to dedicated handhelds.
So we've seen how huge worlds put pressure on hardware. Let's look at the pressure they put on the market itself, access and fairness. We're moving from performance to the ethics of creation and market.
And we have to start with Sony. They just drew a very clear line in the sand with scalpers.
They went nuclear. PlayStation Network Security updated its algorithms and boom, immediate suspension of over 50,000 user accounts.
And these weren't just random accounts. They were linked to automated purchasing bots. The same bots scalpers use to snatch up every PS5 Pro or limited edition controller the second they drop.
So that's the immediate message. But what's the long-term fix?
That's their new policy. the gamer verification system for future high-demand drops.
What's the specific barrier they're putting in place? How does it stop a bot?
It's actually pretty clever.
Hmm.
To qualify for a high-demand pre-order, an account might now need a minimum number of trophy achievements, or even playtime hours.
Oh, that's interesting. So it forces scalpers to either invest real-time into these accounts?
Or buy heavily used accounts at a high premium. It's a mechanism designed purely to make sure hardware goes to actual engaged players.
That's a great move. Using the platform's own social mechanics is a barrier.
Okay, finally, let's wrap with the creation revolution, Midjourney V7, and this shift to mind to image.
Generative AI is hitting milestones so fast we can barely track them, and the upcoming V7 Alpha promises to, and I'm quoting here, kill the prompt engineering profession, which means no more writing pages of descriptive text to get the image we want.
Exactly. The core shift is that the model uses an LLM that understands user intent rather than needing super specific optimized keywords.
So we move from commanding the AI to just intending the result.
That's the leap forward. But the truly shocking rumor is the hardware integration. We've heard concepts, but this suggests V7 is being trained to interface with neural wristbands.
Like the ones Meta and other companies are developing.
What's fascinating here is it's the speed at which science fiction is becoming just integrated into consumer tech. The goal is to eliminate the keyboard as the primary interface for this kind of creation.
So this leads to a mind-to-image workflow.
That's the term. The AI could visualize concepts based on vague internal inputs and biometric feedback from that neural hardware. You don't type a shimmering city on a red planet. You just think about the concept.
A tired king on a broken throne.
And the AI renders it based on your nonverbal cues. The implication is profound. If the goal is to capture user intent, not just text, then the interface between human imagination and machine output is dissolving faster than anyone thought.
It promises incredible speed for creators.
But it fundamentally asks, where does the human input end and the machine generation begin?
So what does this all mean? We just covered maps 3 times larger than GTAV, dedicated console-lite handhelds, instant 20% PC performance boosts, and AI that's learning to read your mind.
There's a lot to take in.
The knowledge stack for this deep dive was immense, but the core lesson seems to be that unprecedented scale is driving this rapid, targeted efficiency across the entire ecosystem. So for you, the learner trying to make sense of this market, let's pose the question of the day directly. If the Xbox Series P really runs native games for under $400, would you cancel your Steam Deck 2 pre-order?
Or are you loyal to Valve's open full Windows ecosystem?
Something to chew on as you wait for the next generation of leaks.
And if we connect this all to the bigger picture, the demands of a world like GTA VI are pushing the physical limits of hardware, forcing vapor chambers into phones and new OS designs for PCs. At the same time, our creative input is becoming nonverbal. The true deep dive here is asking yourself, how much more digital can the human experience get before the boundaries just completely disappear? Something for you to mull over on your own.